USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's not happy that Georgia is planning to reopen non-essential businesses by tomorrow.
I disagree strongly with his decision to open certain facilities which are in violation of the phase one guidelines.
Trump adding that he did speak with Governor Brian Kemp about it, but that Kemp must ultimately do what he thinks is best for Georgia residents. The mayor of Las Vegas is facing backlash after saying casinos should reopen despite the state lockdown. The death toll is rising after tornadoes hit parts of Texas and Oklahoma yesterday. At least two people were killed in Marshall County, Oklahoma. In Polk County, Texas, the tornado killed three and injured 30 others. And one person was killed in floodwater southeast of Fort Worth. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says response teams are being deployed. This is USA Radio News.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
It's been passed by the Senate. Now the House is expected today to approve a nearly $500 billion aid package for businesses hurt by the pandemic. House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy says it's about time.
I did not think it would take this long to continue to put more money in for small business.
McCarthy accusing Democrats of delaying critical aid to small businesses. Democrats said they needed additional aid for hospitals and billions of dollars for coronavirus testing to be part of the measure. Coronavirus numbers as of last night's briefing. More than 842,000 cases were confirmed in the United States, and over 46,000 people had died of the virus. CNN and Sesame Street are putting on a special about the coronavirus this weekend. It's called a town hall that is scheduled to start at 9 a.m. Eastern on Saturday, aimed at kids and adults. The 90-minute program is called The ABCs of COVID-19. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Small Business Administration says it's had to inform thousands of businesses that have applied for emergency loans about a data breach that may have compromised their private information. That and more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The SBA said nearly 8,000 applicants to its Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program were affected by the breach and were alerted to the event in a letter from the government. Discovered on March 25th, the breach may have allowed other applicants to view Social Security numbers, income amounts, names, addresses, and contact information. An agency spokesperson said they disabled the impacted portion of the website immediately and relaunched the application portal. The SBA said the affected applicants can request a year of free credit monitoring. Economic injury disaster loans, which in the past have been used to aid business owners facing losses from natural disasters, were greatly expanded under the $2.2 trillion CARES Act to cover businesses affected by the coronavirus pandemic. It now offers grants of up to $10,000 in addition to traditional loans. Unlike the Paycheck Protection Program created by the CARES Act, those seeking disaster loans apply directly via the SBA website. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.